Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology. Three astrologers who get together on the phone on Monday evenings and talk about what's going on in the sky and what that means to us down on the ground. And what else? We take calls. We take calls. And we take emails. So if you have a question, give us a call or send us an email. And this is Mark Waltz speaking from New York City. And I'm joined by...
Ann Ortley on the Upper East Side, sitting at my bright red desk on a beautiful, beautiful Monday night. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And wonderful. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you, going from Minneapolis to St. Paul in Minnesota, and the weather is here is beautiful now. I gather we're under tornado watch.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess that's the calm before the storm.
Every morning. To see the lineup of the planets in Aries, the five planets in Aries now, that, and Mars is just about to go into Taurus, but it is beautiful just before sunrise in the morning.
Right, because they're all dancing in like a big jewel up there in the heavens. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. We like that.
Good. It's worth getting up.
Worth getting up for,
is.
Yeah, because you don't see
because
that many planets.
We're certainly feeling it. We might as well see what it is.
Might as well
feeling.
See what it is we're looking at, right?
Right. Yeah.
What's causing our excitement. Yeah, there is a lot of Aries this week. And also, the thing I like for the week ahead is Venus and Mercury are playing with each other. And I always feel like when the two of them get together, it's fun. They have a good time. They just get down and laugh and giggle and kind of are playful and flirt. And they just have fun. You know, it's kind of like when you get with your best girlfriend and you're kind of sitting talking and you're like, you can't stop and you're kind of giggling and you wide-ranging conversations on all sorts of topics that are, you know, you just kind of just go. And I think that energy is this week. It's a very fast-moving week, too, because of all the planets in Aries. But.
Yes.
So, Mark, what do you see?
Get into some long philosophical talk somewhere.
Right.
With
Atlantis.
To reinvent the world.
You have a choice. You can either phone us up. Or you can get up early in the morning and look at the planets directly, and they'll talk to you.
Right.
Right.
Which works.
But since we're here and we're talkative, we'll tell you
who we'll tell you who we are, yeah. So. But we do have interesting, beginning of the week is also, the planets also are meeting up with Jupiter, and Mars is heading into Taurus, which I think marks a whole shift, because right now everything in the heavens is answering to Mars and Aries. And at the end of the week, when Mars goes into Taurus, all the Aries planets answer to him, and then once they all shift into Taurus, then they start answering to Venus. So we're shifting from the Lord of War into the Lord of Productive, let's get things accomplished and make things grow. So it's going to be turbulent, because whenever planets change signs, we do notice that there's kind of a bump, bump, bump. But it also is busy, you know, it makes for a busy week. So I personally am looking
forward. Yeah, and what I'm suggesting is there's so much, you know, kind of fresh energy at the moment. But what I find is that if people can make the changes to, because when the planets go into Taurus, we tend to entrench and hold still and grow and fertilize where we are. And if that's a good place, we can really deepen our new habits and grow, you know, build the plot projects that we're working on. But if we're in a bad place or we've gotten into a fight with this Aries energy or we're, you know, reacting instead of acting, that those difficult places can entrench when the planets go into Taurus. So this is a really good week to kind of make sure that you are where you want to be and heading in the direction that you want to head.
Right, because otherwise you're going to lock and load in there and stay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Taurus likes to put down those roots and say, I am planting myself here and I'm not moving off the couch.
Yeah, wherever that is.
Wherever the couch is.
So let's see if we can make it a good place. Right. And let's look at, you know, what happens this week in politics. You're going to see the issues that come up both in your family and on the world screen that will grow roots in the Taurus section. So keep an eye out for the major issues that are on the table this week.
That are on the agenda. Have you noticed any offhand yourself, or is there? Because you pay attention to the politics a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching what's going on in both the. What I find in the political pattern that often happens on the revolutions of the spring is people start talking the philosophies when the sun is in Aquarius. They sort of dream about how it could be different when the sun is in Pisces. The sun goes into Aries, they start rebelling, but it's when the sun goes into Taurus that you see the big demonstrations where people just stick in their heels, the strikes happen, and whatever they started in Aries kicks in big time. Now, Syria and Libya are deep in civil war right now, and I'm kind of feeling that it's going to kind of trench and hold still. The whole America-Pakistan mistrust and what does that mean politically is intense right now and may talk about, you know, ways that the politics entrenches around that.
We're seeing a whole reset
of American politics for better or for worse, but in many ways there's been some improvements in how the dynamics are between Republicans and the Democrats since Bin Laden's death. And that's taking some interesting roots. So we'll just keep our eyes on where that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mark, what have you been noticing?
Well, mainly just the all this business with Aries. People are getting a lot of stuff done and a lot of fast moving. And then some people are just moving too fast. You know, there's a lot of wasted action. You know, just moving for the sake of moving, which ultimately is not a horrible thing, but it's not very efficient. And I think when Mars goes into Taurus and that kind of leads the way for the others, it'll make us more efficient and more considered in our actions. But right now, we sort of have the luxury of not having to consider the actions too much. Just, you know, keep the ball rolling. That seems to be the kind of theme of the day.
Kind of as long as it's in play, you're running. Yeah.
Right.
You're not really thinking about it. Yeah.
So it's a lot of running back and forth, and nobody's really scoring a lot of goals. You know?
Right.
Or if they do, somebody else scores a goal just as fast.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I've kind of been noticing a lot of people really feeling very tired. I don't know if it's because of the Neptune right behind the Uranus, you know, aspecting, you know, kind of tucked in there. The two of them are still talking to each other. They're separating, but it's like restless sleep, restless nights. And a lot of people have been reporting really vivid dreams, you know, like working on, I don't know if they're working on the astral plane, but they're kind of flying around at night, not getting a whole lot of sleep done. Or, you know, having interrupted sleep, maybe is a better way to say it. And I'm wondering if with the sun, with everything moving into Taurus, if we'll really feel it as a sea change once it calms down, because it'll be, oh, okay, now
happen.
We can get a good night's sleep. So.
Yeah, that should happen. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the things when you have all this restless energy with Aries kind of momentum during the day,
mm-hmm.
you have to process all that at night, too.
Right, right.
So you have, you know, there's a lot of replay.
Mm-hmm. Instant
so
replay on the brain scan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so you know, when things go into Taurus and we're doing things in a more considered way, there's also less to have to process because you've already kind of worked it through and there was less that happened.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's a quicker replay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's been interesting. I also have been finding I've been really craving fast, light food. Real shift in the food with the with all that Aries planet. I don't want to feel like I have food in my stomach. I want to kind of move quick.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of interesting. I was like, wonder what that is. And
well, that's the Aries, like move it fast.
Yeah, I want to move fast.
It through.
Yeah, get it out, get it in, move it in, you know. Nothing they have to cook too long, nothing that takes too long. And I'm into the curries, too. I've been making curries, so, which is always like, ooh, curry this, curry that. But it's interesting. So the week ahead, we have Moon in Leo on Monday and Tuesday, which has got a nice closing aspect of a trine to Jupiter. And then we have the Virgo Moon, which has a nice closing aspect of a something to something, which I'm drawing a blank on right now. I knew it 30 seconds ago, and it left my head. Moon in Virgo has a closing aspect of a trine to the Sun in Taurus. Then when we get to Friday, we are in a Libra Moon, and Libra Moon has a little bit of a crabby aspect, has an opposition to Venus. So the thing to note this week is with all of the planets dancing, Venus and Mercury chasing each other. This week, Venus is ahead. Next week, Mercury is ahead. And Mars goes into Taurus on Wednesday. So Wednesday is going to be super, super busy, as is Sunday. Both of those days are rocking in terms of lots and lots of energy. And Heather, you had expressed some concern about something when you were coming, you were talking earlier with the, with everything moving into Taurus.
You know, it's that there is this sudden entrenchment, this stubbornness, the sticking our heels in. But in the other more practical form that worries me a little bit with this Taurus lineup is mud issues. There's so much flooding going on right now that literally as the planets head into Taurus, we might find that, you know, it could be everything from dust storms to mud flows, to learning how to, you know, talks about how we fertilize. But the whole health of our Earth itself, I think, is going to be up and running as an issue. And it could be from just, you know, how are we going to dig Earth in our ground to mud flows throughout the Mississippi as the mud hits New Orleans next week.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
what's left from Memphis when the muds go away.
Right.
So I think it's going to be an interesting part of the lineup of planets in Taurus. One of the things I also see is, you know, it tends to increase our desire, which is very lovely part of spring fever.
Mm-hmm.
And that people just kind of want something they don't have. It could be delicious food. It could be a person they've seen in passing. It could be just kind of turns up our sensuality and our desire for stuff, the earthiness, the matter of the world, the mother, the material world. But from that also can make people a little bit more possessive and territorial. And once in a while I've noticed that as the aspects that look like they could be very nicely romantic, like Venus and Mercury heading into Taurus and doing nice things, also tends to increase sex crimes towards women, or where a guy gets up and shoots all the women in the room. You know, that some people who get mad that they can't have what they're reaching for. So I'm kind of keeping an eye on that one little loose screw there. But to notice, how do we work with the nature of our senses? But that won't be till, you know, those planets change sign on Sunday night.
Right, then next week.
And then it goes right into a full moon in Scorpio, which is all about the nature of desire.
Yeah.
And how do we use it in a good way, and how do we deal with the wild winds of it in a bad way?
What's the point of the passion?
It's challenging, right?
Yeah. I do find people are really craving food, talking about food, craving. So that'll be interesting when the stuff all goes into Taurus. that goes from fruit and vegetables and fast into more butter and cream and bacon. You know, because Taurus mm-hmm. likes those creams. Mm.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Indulgences.
Indulgences. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So, but otherwise, the sun's quiet, Jupiter's quiet, Saturn's quiet, everybody's kind of quiet. It's all the
mm-hmm.
interpersonal planets
yeah.
that are chatting with
like
each other.
Hmm? Taking a deep breath right now.
Yeah. So you got 2 weeks of quiet, kind of quiet, and then we get it gets rocking and rolling again.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can take some callers. Does that sound good?
Sounds really good.
Okay. If you've called before and you want, you know, in the last month or so, we're going to ask you to not call, or not call. You can call, of course, but we're going to ask you not to talk. And if you haven't called in a while, that's great. Then we'll take your call. Off we go. And we have a full lineup in the queue, so I won't give out the number until we answer them. All right. Hi, 352.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Very good. Did you have
good.
A question?
What can we do to help?
Yes, I would like to know, I believe that I'm a Taurus ascendant, so I would
mm-hmm.
like to know on my birth chart, how will this, all this planetary coming in will affect my future path, because it's been very hard for the past 2 years.
Okay, can you give us a first name and your birth date?
Sure, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be November 3rd, 1959.
Mm-hmm. What time?
5:20 p.m.
Where?
In Panama. Panama City, Panama.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And so you're looking at what it is going on for you now with everything moving. Yep, you are a Taurus rising. Do you live in Panama City?
I am, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you still live in Panama City, or are you living somewhere else now?
Yes. No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, because you're, you know, because when you move, you get a slightly different chart. But, yeah,
exactly.
Your rising sign is 2 degrees Taurus. So right now all those planets are in the 12th house. They've been stirring up a lot of drama and stuff behind the scenes and kind of causing trouble, a lot of problems sleeping, I would imagine. And once
yes.
they hit Taurus, they're gonna. There's a bunch of them traveling together, you know, they're going to oppose
right.
all your Scorpio stuff in the 7th, but they're going to ground you, I think. They're going to make you feel a little more grounded, and they're also going to come to trine that Pluto in the 5th, which kind of is going to give a little burst of creativity. So I don't think it's bad. You're going to have a grand trine in Earth forming with your Pluto and your Saturn. So it should, you know, and historically I would think that every time we get to May, your chart kind of goes, you know, and it kind of settles in and it finds an element of productivity because that grand trine in Earth is activated. Mark, Heather, what do you guys see?
Yeah, I know. Once the planets are in Taurus, after a few days, they get out of your 12th and into your 1st because you've got a very early 2-degree Taurus rising. So, you know, everything that you've been, it feels like you've been thinking about and brooding about and worrying about a lot on the inside. You know that there's some changes coming up in your life as Uranus is going back and forth, hitting your south node, like some longing and impatience that you've been trying to get to is coming up. When the planets go into the first house, it's a deep breath because they come into first house, but then they begin to oppose your Scorpio. So, you know, your trick is to keep it moving in a positive direction rather than get stuck reacting off other people, because when you are looking forward, you've got a Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Sagittarius has probably been just kind of ringing with good things with the Aries planet. So when you're philosophical and looking forward, there's not much you can't do. When you start reacting against other people, it wastes a lot of your energy.
Okay.
So what are you thinking of right now? What's going on in your life that you any part of your life in particular that you were thinking of? Any particular
well,
question?
All of them. All of them. I have
mm-hmm.
everything is yeah. I know that I obviously because I'm in the 12th house, I've been very spiritual in the past 8 months.
Mhm.
Mhm.
So
mm-hmm.
I've been into church with kids, teaching kids. But then on the
mm-hmm.
on the part of my job, the part of my marriage, that part is daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that part is really, really weak, so I don't know where I'm heading to. And then regarding...
You're not
going to
know for a while. If you can really... your progressed moon entered Scorpio 2 months ago, and it's going to be conjuncting Neptune in about 6 to 7 months. So for the next 6 to 7 months, you don't know where you're going, and it's happening in your house of partnership. So for the next 6 to 7 months, you don't know what your marriage is turning into. You don't know where you're going. But since you, it's like walking in fog. That doesn't mean you're in a bad place. You just can't see where you're going.
Right.
So
that's how I feel. I feel like blindfolded.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Be blindfolded and make the most out of this moment. If you can only see 3 feet, don't look too far behind. Let go of what you were mad about each other in the past. Don't worry about where you're going, and see how you can make this interaction, this minute, this hour work together and make it better and be honest in a kind way, because you're not always the most patient person. So if you can work on improving the relationship by not talking about what they're doing, but what you need to fix today, this minute, this habit, not how they always do or where you're going or anything else, but just, you know, it feels better when this happens, and make it one small truth rather than big truth, small truth after the other to help move it in a better direction. So you're learning to work on how you communicate, not whether or not you're going to stay married or where the marriage is going, but how do you communicate? How do you hear? How do you make stand up for yourself in a clean and good way that you feel proud of, but don't feel like, you know, you were difficult about? And be strong rather than be stubborn. And be truthful rather than be aggressive. And watch and see how that changes. And to say, I'm not going to know until the fog lifts in 7 or 8 months.
Okay. Yeah,
does that make sense?
Right now, I have another choice. I mean, we're in two separate countries. He left the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, still in Panama. So we don't speak almost at all. He's in depression mode. So he doesn't want to speak, he doesn't want to talk, so, you know, like that, there's so much you can do.
Right. So you just got to have to wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
part of it
is when you're having transits like this, it is hard. I always kind of imagine I'm walking on the beach. You know, you're moving forward in your life, and you just have to know that's an area that you don't have any clarity about, and you won't have any clarity about. And then once the clarity comes, then you'll be able to work with it. But the fog is, it's very foggy there. So, you know, you could talk to 20 astrologers and we would all say, you got to wait. You know, it's not clear what to do yet. So, you know, keep working on your life and your stuff and focusing on what you can do. And then the rest of it.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah, the rest of it is, yeah, you're going to have to wait a little bit. Yeah, it's the waiting place. Pardon?
So on my chart, when does it look better for me to, because I don't even know if I'm going to be getting a salary job or is something that I have to create by myself independent, which is something that I don't even know. But
what,
I do know that I need a cash flow income. I'm sorry?
What is the work that you like to do? You're working in a metamorphosis right now.
Yeah, I have always done administration. But it's been tough the past 8 months. I've been going to interviews and everything, but it's just I don't hook up, you know, any job at all. What would I love to do? That's a very good question that I don't have an answer.
I want you to work on that question. Because Uranus is in the process of squaring your Saturn on and off this year. And that means it's like the clutch is in on the gears of your work. And you can change your work, and you might as well change it to a good thing. If it's not working to get a job in what you were doing, what is it that brings you? It seems like working with the kids, your chart is a natural teacher. You're really good with kids that need a voice, that need help finding their voice. But I want you to just to keep asking you know, if you could wave a magic wand and make your perfect job, what was it? And then see if you can take a step moving in that direction.
Well, I wanted to be a psychologist. But, you know, 35 years ago, Papa said, no, you're not, because you will not make money. So I went and studied economics, which is something that I don't like at all. So now I'm teaching kids in First Communion, but I don't have any background regarding that. So that's the only way right now that I'm channeling my energies through the kids teaching in communion. Know that I'm, you know, that's voluntary
work. Okay, I want you to look at that. How else can you teach the kids? Because there is that role of, I think if you were as a psychologist, you'd be really especially good with children. And I want you to think about how can you take that teaching into the next level. How else could you teach? What else could you do as a teacher with those kids that you could get paid for and make decent money? And to really start exploring what your other options are besides doing the same things that you've been doing that you've hated. Because there's something about your chart that says you have to go back. The closer you are to your truth, the better the universe will help you. The farther you are, the less energy that's going to go to it right now, and it's just going to it's going to make it hard for you to get a job doing something you don't like to do.
Because the right now we're all being asked to evolve. So if we're not evolving into something we really want to do, because there's a cardinal T square that's really pushing, and it's pushing in you in the area of your mind and saying change your vision about how this can happen. Not easy to do, certainly, but also just kind of saying,
Let me push that. Mm-hmm. Okay, the day before yesterday, what I decided to do was apply for my license for translating. Since I know Spanish and English.
Excellent.
So that's what I'm working on. It's going to take me probably 2 weeks by the time I get all the seals and do the test. So they can approve me here and then get the license. And from that point on, I guess, call different places if they needed translators.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That would very much work with your chart. But I would also... and also with the Sagittarius, call the courts, because you could probably work in family court or in children's court with
this.
That's
a good point.
And be able to translate there, you know, because that whole process. So, and with the Sagittarius, it's a natural for the justice system. So, cool.
Okay, because there I was thinking that there's a lot of call centers that have come here. So the call centers, the calls are answered here in Panama, but it's to help people in Los Angeles, you know, New Mexico, people that speak Spanish. So, you know, they think they're calling 800 numbers over there or 911, but in reality it's ringing over here.
Interesting.
Yeah, and
they will need translators.
Yep. I think that's a great option.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of places for you to go, but you have to move closer to your truth to make it something that you find interesting, that you feel called to, and watch how much easier your job search gets.
And I wouldn't, with your chart, with all those planets in the 8th house and the 7th house, and all those Scorpio planets, I wouldn't give up on them being, working in psychology or going forward and getting a degree. Your chart has a long life promised. Tauruses and Scorpios live long lives. So my feeling would be, if it's something you've always been interested in, add that to the pile of things you want to add to your life over the next 12, 13 years. And, you know, just kind of take it as a long-term project. So, and the British lady is speaking, so we are running out of time. Okay, Mark, you want to...
Yeah, thanks for listening. This is Access Astrology, and you can phone up or you can send us an email at astronyc.com. That's astronyc.com, and you can get all of our information at that website as well. This is Mark Wolf signing off from New York.
And Ann Ortley signing up from New York.
And hello, Rowan Robin signing off from St. Paul, Minnesota.
So have a great week, folks.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Goodbye. Have a wonderful week.